Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, High Country Rec V Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Northern Arizona Vein Center. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Monday edition of Q&A. The good news is everyone has dried off and warmed up from Saturday night. Who expected all that rain on the beautiful courthouse Christmas lighting ceremony? My goodness, it was so much fun to take part in that. I only wish it had snowed instead of raining. The temperature wouldn't have changed, that's for sure, and it would have been just a picture postcard scene in addition to the beauty already on that plaza. More than 200,000 lights around all those trees, thousands of people attending. It was just a wonderful night, and I was so proud to be a part of that. Thank you so much to Sherry and John Heine and Scott and Jill Curry with the Chamber of Commerce in Prescott, also Kendall Jaspers and everyone at the Chamber and in the city who made all that possible after so many months of hard work. And don't forget, by the way, this Friday evening, it's Acker Night, the annual musical showcase to benefit tomorrow's Prescott area musicians. Link Elliott and I will be going around to different businesses between about 5:45 or something, about 5 o'clock actually, between 5 and 8. We'll be stopping in at about 8 different locations reporting live. So Acker Night will be aired live on our sister station, The Mix 106 KPPV. Hey, today's guest on Q&A are our buddy Matt Santos. He's the reporter and photographer of all things Chino Valley and now an impresario. Matt's putting on an all-ages open mic night this week, including one of the promoters and performers for the show, and we'll talk about that in just a few minutes. Also on today's show, after the news and weather break, we'll chat with our friend Mary Byrne from the James Family YMCA in Prescott about the Triathlon Challenge. Want to let you know about the Harkins Theaters. They've got a very special movie playing right now that a lot of critics are calling the best movie of the year. In fact, the Los Angeles Film Critics Circle, a very, very potent force when it comes to putting movies in line for Oscars, they have named Parasite the best film of the year. And a lot of critics groups, a lot of awards committees have done the same. They are making Parasite a must-see movie. It is at the Harkins 14 right now. Now, this is a South Korean movie. It is subtitled. So keep that in mind when you go to see Parasite. It's one of those movies where the less you hear about it going in, the better. Better to be surprised, because it's a dynamite film, and I cannot recommend it strongly enough. Also coming up tomorrow is part of the Tuesday Night Classics with a Christmas theme, the Will Ferrell film Elf. That'll be only $5 at 7 p.m. tomorrow at the Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley and the Harkins 6 in Sedona. Then Wednesday at the Prescott Elks Theater on the big screen, just the way it was meant to be seen, White Christmas. So don't miss that one Wednesday at the Prescott Elks Theater. Speaking of movies, we went to Phoenix yesterday to see a spectacular IMAX documentary, Apollo 11. That's 90 minutes of NASA photography and sound not previously shown anywhere, with no narrator. You are there with the camera and the sound. It was like being right in front of your station in the NASA control room and on the rockets and inside the space capsule. Just a wonderful documentary that'll make you feel even prouder to be an American. That event really pulled the country together, even though the Vietnam War had torn us apart 50 years ago. So keep that in mind. We'll be talking comedy and entertainment with Matt Santos coming up in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQ&A.com.
This December at Lamb Nissan, you'll receive a $1,500 Visa gift card with the purchase of any new 2019 Nissan. Hello, this is Ed Walsh. We have over 50 heavily discounted 2019 Nissans remaining. And if you take delivery by December 31st, you'll receive a $1,500 Visa gift card. This offer can be combined with all other advertised specials. Drive a 2019 Rogue, originally $32,165, for only $26,195. A 2019 Crew Cab 4x4 front Frontier was $30,535, now only $26,700. Or a 2019 Kicks originally was $20,075, now only $17,601. Plus, you'll receive a $1,500 Visa gift card. Visit LamNissan.com for all of our great specials. Lam Nissan, we're here to serve.
Number KC821911, VN 764531, KL563730. Price includes all manufacturer rebates plus tax on a license drop fee and $385 3M package. Offer valid on in-stock 2019 units and cannot be applied to past purchases. Expires 12/31/19.
I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle Brothers from Gettle's High Desert Mechanical, wishing all of you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hey, Adam, you didn't leave anything for me.
Well, you could tell everyone to call Gettle's for furnace tune-ups and plumbing repairs.
But you just did that.
How about just a simple thank you to all of our customers?
Yeah, thanks a lot, Adam.
Oh, brother.
That's us.
Warm holiday wishes from Gettle's High Desert Mechanical, heating, air conditioning, and plumbing. Call 928-567-2200. Don't settle. Get Gettle's.
Hi, everyone. This is Dennis Prager inviting you to join me every weekday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. right here on KQNA.
I'm proud to be part of KQNA's live talk block every day.
No pulling of punches, because we tell it like it is. And if you like to think, well, you'll love my show. And if you don't like to think, well, by golly, you need my show. The Dennis Prager Show, weekdays from 10 to 1 on the talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA.
John Dombrowski here with your culture and economy, tip number 8. We've all heard the saying, dress for the job you want, not for the job you have. But when it comes to money and your finances, the same saying doesn't apply. Spend on the real you rather than falling into the trap of buying for the person you want to be. I've been assisting my clients reach their financial goals for over 25 years and can help you as well. Call 480-991-1055 to schedule a complimentary financial consultation. Visit us at GrandCanyonPlanning.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter. Again, that number is 480-991-1055. I'm John Dombrowski reminding you, don't run out of money before you run out of time.
Securities and advisory services offered through Client One Securities, LLC, a member of FINRA and SIPC, and an investment advisor. Grand Canyon Planning Associates, LLC, and Client One Securities, LLC are not affiliated.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 208 with our buddy Matt Santos and Dale Long Sr. They are part of the open mic night coming up this Thursday. It's a 7 o'clock show with a 6:30 sign-up at the Plaza Bowl Lounge. That's at 127 Plaza Drive in Prescott. Comedy, music, storytelling. Matt, have you done these before, or is this your first time doing this?
Hosting one and actually putting one on. I participate in some open mics. There's a couple around town that are, well, there's one that's a mixed open mic once a month that lets me get up there and tell a joke or two every once in a while.
Sure.
But pretty much every open mic in Prescott, in the area, Prescott Valley, are all music straight, just straight music. So for guys like myself who can't sing and can't play and have trouble playing the radio, if anything else, there's not much artistic expression for that. So, and I've been doing some open mic stand up for the last year or so. But I got to travel down to Phoenix for it. There's a couple in Flagstaff. Yeah. There was nothing locally. One, I don't know if we can plug the places where they are.
Well, sure, please.
The
do.
Raven Cafe, the third Thursday of every month.
One of my favorite places.
Yeah, does a mixed open mic where you can go up and read some poems, tell a story, tell some jokes, do stand up. But once a month, just, and you know, you've got some history with knowing and hanging out with some comics, DJ. Once a month does not get the butterflies out of your stomach.
That's true. That's true.
The 2-hour drive to Phoenix, you know, to get on when I can, get on stage when I can, just isn't enough. So, I wanted to start one up here, another one, but so I can, quite frankly, selfishly, so I can get more stage time. But really, so, that we can open it up. That's what sets this one apart from most of the other performance open mics in the area, which are, you know, which is great. You know, they're at the Birdcage. They're at the Raven, which is a restaurant, but also a bar. They're all basically 21 and over. A lot of the venues. So it's not real family friendly, and that's what I really wanted to do. So I hooked up with my buddy Dale, who I've known for years. He's a local musician around here. Hey, Dale. And we wanted to open it up for the younger performers as well, to tell some jokes, read some stories, or pick up their guitar or whatever instrument and play. So I approached Brian, the manager over at Plaza Bowl, and offered up, can we do this as an all ages? Even though it's in the lounge, 21 and over, or excuse me, 21 and under are fine with a parent or guardian. He's great for that. They've got food service there, and obviously adult and all age beverages as well. So, we wanted to give the opportunity for some younger performers to be able to come and play not just for family, not just for friends, but the general public. So we're looking forward. I've talked to some of the local, music teachers and some of our drama department folks, and we're hoping to see some teenage and even younger performers come out Thursday night and sign up. So I want it to kind of have the feeling of like a, like an old variety show kind of vibe
to
it.
Watching.
Yeah.
Sure.
So it's good. I'm hoping it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm hoping people will come out. We want this to be a monthly event. The second Thursday of every month is what we have slated. Again, like you had said, kicking off this Thursday at 7 o'clock, December 12th. So.
And that is your 6:30 sign up time, right?
Yeah. I'll be there a little early. You can drop in early. We'll have a list out. You can sign up. We just wanted to put a time there. I'll be out there fairly early setting up the PA system and stuff. And Dale Long Sr., my buddy, is going to help me host it.
Nice.
He's a great musician, guitar player. Dale,
we're going to be a team?
Yeah, we'll see. One of us is the coach. One of us is the manager. I'll be the Billy Martin. You could be. No, I'm just
right. I'll be the Dean Martin.
But Dale's played at, where were you at most recently? The Bluegrass Festival?
I did the Bluegrass Festival just a few months ago at Charlotte Hall Folk Festival. It was a great, great time. I got to play the gazebo, and I got to play the main stage. And I got to host some of the events as an MC. Coming up is I'm looking forward to the one in Glendale called the Sorrel Ranch in Glendale Folk Festival coming up in February.
Oh, nice.
So I'm an amateur. I've never made a lot of money playing in big crowds or anything, but I do enjoy playing the guitar on the edge of my bed all my life. And I wanted to run away from home and join the Beatles when I was a kid.
Didn't we all?
So. My retirement years to be able to perform in front of a lot of people and get that adulation. And like you were saying, when they laugh at you, it's just nothing, nothing more addictive when they applaud. And so,
you know, it's funny you brought that up, Dale, because back in the late 80s, I was working for a radio station in Southwest Missouri, and they were one of the stops for the True Value Country Showdown, which was kind of like a poor man's American Idol at the time. It was traveling the country. And they made a stop there in our town. We had about seven or eight different musical acts, and True Value, you know, Hardware sponsored it. And they came to me and said, hey, would you mind hosting this? I said, no, I'd love to. And I asked him, and I probably shouldn't have asked him this, but I said, so what happens between acts? And they say, well, can you do some stand-up comedy?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, well, that's when I learned that flop sweat is projectile.
Oh, boy.
And remember how people at the Gallagher concert used to wear the raincoats in the first row? Yeah. Well, you had to wear raincoats because of all the sweat I was propelling as I was bombing up there. But, you know, Matt was right. When you tell a joke that hits and everybody laughs, man, that is a powerful feeling. And
I'm hoping to feel that someday.
Yeah.
One of these days that'll happen,
But you know what? And this is part of every comic's experience. Once in a while, you're going to hear the crickets. And I had the good fortune about a month ago of interviewing Louis Anderson, who's done pretty well for himself. He was in town at Yavapai College, and I did a phone interview with him. He's been doing this for 40 years.
Yeah.
And like an awful lot of very successful comics, he got his break by accepting a dare on an open mic night to get up there and tell some jokes.
Yeah.
And it clicked. And to this day, some of his shows, he still opens his show with the very same first joke he ever told on stage. Now, try and picture Louis Anderson, big heavy set guy, right? He came on an open mic night, And the very first thing he said was, "Hi, folks, I'd love to stick around a while, but I'm between meals." And, you know, for a big guy like Louis, that hits. Oh, yeah. It still works. It still works. But one of the things about, you know, being on stage like that, I've always thought we should have the death penalty for hecklers. Because these, to me, are the weakest people because they hide in the dark because they don't have the nerve to get up there. And all they want to do is disturb things. And I asked Louis, I said, "How do you handle hecklers?" And he had the all-time answer. He said, "Are you kidding? I grew up as one of 11 kids. That's all we did every day was heckle each other." I love it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but please, folks, if you want to heckle, go someplace else. And a key thing about this, too, Dale and Matt, is that it's radio-friendly content.
Yes, that's what I really wanted to stress. Yeah. Because, like I said, and I love performing at the Raven on their third Thursday show. But they are very open to all sorts of content. And so I've been up there following other comics who are doing a great job, but they're not what you would call radio or family friendly. And I go up after them and look down, and there's, you know, 9-10 year olds sitting there having dinner with their folks. Even at other open mics, at other shows, I work 100% clean.
Good.
No matter what. Out of necessity to keep my own sanity, I think, because I don't want to be the parent. I've got a 10-year-old son. I don't want to be the one parent who has to explain why.
And he's in the front row.
Yeah, why his son is is dropping inappropriate comments at you know, preschool and third and fourth grade as he's growing up. But I work completely clean.
Mm-hmm.
Not the case everywhere. But I wanted this venue, this Thursday night, second Thursday night mixed open mic that we're doing over at the Plaza Bowl, I want it to be where any age can come in, have a good time. You don't have to worry about what's being said. So if you are wanting to come out and perform at the Plaza Bowl this Thursday or as we go forward through the months, keep in mind, radio family-friendly content. That's what we want.
And the reason you want an adult or a parent with the child under 18 or under 21 is because they have a liquor license, right?
Yes. Yeah, but they also have food service and stuff.
Sure.
Plus, we want it to be an event where you can come in and enjoy it together as a family. That's what we want. That's what I look for in my entertainment. I want to be able to walk in with my son and have some laughs.
Yeah.
Matt told me when he was managing a lot of his comedians, you know, from LA and all over in the Bay Area, he put that on them. Try to have a family style show. And the one he said told me about, he says, "This has been the biggest challenge." Because you can drop a cuss word here and there and people laugh just because of the cuss word.
Sure.
So there's no skill
or
talent in that. So to have these comedians puts it to the test to see just really how funny they can make you laugh. And I always appreciated about
that.
And,
you know, you think about it. Matt, you mentioned the variety shows. That, you know, I can remember, my goodness, on Monday you had the Andy Williams show. Tuesday you had Red Skelton. Wednesday you had Danny Kaye and Jonathan Winters. Thursday we had Dean Martin. I don't remember Fridays, but Saturday we had Jackie Gleason and the Hollywood Palace. And on Sunday you'd have Ed Sullivan.
Yeah.
Every one of these shows had comedians on them, and not a single profane word out of them, and they were all very funny.
Yeah, well, you bring up a point with Sullivan, who one of the, you know, he broke career before the days of getting the nod to the couch on Carson.
Yeah.
Ed Sullivan broke some of the biggest acts in comedy, including some of what then became some of the dirtiest mouths in comedy. Not to take away from that. Some of these guys are hilarious. Richard Pryor, you know, there's no argument. He is one of the greatest comedic minds of the 20th century. Carlin, George Carlin, they all started, or not started, but they got big breaks on Sullivan, working completely clean. Now, take those acts and strip away every profane word, any, you know, quote unquote bad language, they are still hilarious.
Still funny. They're wordsmiths.
Yeah, exactly.
They know how to make it work. Yeah. And you know, you mentioned Carlin. Heck, I can remember watching Carlin in the suit and tie talking about from his album AM and PM, where he spoofed disc jockeys and weathercasters.
The hippy-dippy weatherman.
Al Sleet, that's right. Want to apologize to the former residents of Rogers, Arizona. Didn't see that one coming. I mean, this stuff was hilarious. And, you know, as the movie critic for the TV, for the radio station here, it pains me to see a really good screenplay that's weakened by 120 F-bombs. For example, Good Will Hunting, one of my favorite films.
Yeah.
It pains me to listen to it because Matt Damon and Ben Affleck got an Oscar for writing that, and there's a new profanity every five seconds. To me, it's lazy writing.
Yes, it's easy. It's cheap writing.
I'll throw this name out because I got to spend the weekend with him down in Phoenix. A good friend of mine in a nationally, internationally touring comic, Steve Simone. Hey, Steve, I'll send you the clip of this. He is a Comedy Store paid regular. He used to manage the store. He was Mitzi Shore's assistant for many years. Been in comedy for 20 plus and working on 30 years, has worked with Louis Anderson and on all the big names, and now is a name himself touring the country. He has worked completely clean for the last several years, and he was never a dirty comic, but he intentionally, we've gotten to talk extensively, he has worked exclusively clean because he wants to do all ages shows, and he is doing them. He graciously let me do some guest spots at the House of Comedy AZ in Phoenix this weekend. Had a great time. He works completely clean. We're working on getting him to come up to Prescott. We want to do a theater show up here, maybe at the beautiful Elks or Prescott Center for the Arts. We're in the process of making that happen sometime in 2020. But what he told me is he goes, and again, same thing. He doesn't begrudge anybody. It's some of his favorite comic. He's good friends with Dice Clay, and but he has chosen to work clean because what he told me, and I agree, and this is what I strive to do. You know, it makes you really work those words. You mentioned wordsmith. You've got to really massage a joke, a story, and he is Steve Simone, one of the best storytellers in the business, and to figure out the structure of the story and the words and choose your words so carefully really is a skill that he has honed and that, you know, eventually I would like to as well. But when you then can open up your audience to every age, you are now in more demand because now you're
making and you're making longer lasting fans too.
Exactly,
people who grow up talking about you. You know, you mentioned the difficulty in working clean. When I was a kid, I used to see Buddy Hackett on TV all the time, and then people who went to Vegas would see his Vegas act.
Yeah.
Two different things entirely.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yes.
I remember back when he was considered funny. Back when Bill Cosby was the largest selling comedian in the world. I had all of his albums.
I still do.
I had back then he was hilarious.
Yeah.
And as he would put it, I don't work blue. That's the way he put it. And he did one album called 8-15-12, I think it was called 8-15-12-15, where they recorded two of his late night shows in Vegas.
Yes.
And he got a little edgier, but he still wasn't profane, but he was still very funny.
It kind of brings up, you know, like we were talking off air about your baseball players, you know. Do you want to know your idols? You know, do you want to know who you admire in depth like we do now in the internet age? Can you separate the person from the art?
Yeah.
I still think Cosby's, you know, what was the one album, For My Brother Russell?
Whom I Slept With.
Yeah.
To My Brother Russell, Whom I Slept With. That was the title.
We used to put those albums on. I still have the albums, not the original ones we had as kids. I picked them up at secondhand stores. But himself, My Brother Russell, his stories before Fat Albert was a cartoon when it was just part of his old Weird Harold. When we were kids, we'd put them on the,
Playing Buck Buck.
Yeah.
Buck Buck coming in!
Is there air?
Of course.
Any phys ed teacher knows why there's air. It's to put volleyballs and basketballs.
That's right. And the Hofstra routine about going on national TV. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, we would put those albums on, turn off the lights, and theater the mind, when we were kids. Still, the best stories ever. Yeah. He's a great storyteller. Now, he has had obviously some moral and legal troubles in the last recent years.
From what I've read.
Yeah, but for myself, I still love those stories. I'll still pull them up every once in a while and listen to them because they were hilarious and completely clean. Now, you know,
and when it comes
personal life aside.
Sure. And when it comes to stories and writing, Dale, you're a musician, correct?
Yes, huh?
Do you write your own material?
I have written material, yes. I've had a recording studio in my home a few years ago. I got to do one CD that I really liked, and my mother liked it, so that was all.
That's important.
That's all. After that, it's just, you know. So then, but then I got to sell them to people and over the Internet when the Internet was new 10 years ago to me, and so I consider myself a published artist.
When it comes to writing a song, you know, it wasn't until I went through a devastating combination breakup and career crash and burn at the same time about 35 years ago. And I came home and I had just happened to pick up the brand new album by Dan Fogelberg, The Innocent Age. And as I listened to those songs, it was the first time I ever realized, you know what? I bet those songs were written from something he personally went through. And that's why it's hit me so hard.
Yeah.
He knows what I'm going through right now. How do you tap into that as a songwriter?
You sing or you write about what you're going through. That's the best source. And so, and 10 years ago, I went through the bottom of my life, and I thought, okay, it's only up from here. So I picked up my guitar and really didn't have such support in my environment or at home. And so I just went out and started playing, and I got to meet some great people. This was in the Phoenix area. I got to meet some awesome radio disc jockeys and TV news people, but a lot of great musicians. And up here, what we've got is we have that up here. I've always called Prescott a small, what do they call that, a music row?
Yeah.
We got a little music row. There's a nice following, and people come from other places. And right now we have great open mic places on Thursday nights here and there or whatever. Now we've got another one.
Yeah.
And this will be a good one for people who are starting out, who are unknown. They want to sign in and they want to get called upon. This is your time to come in, bring your stories, bring your poetry. And music is just a... poetry also.
Yeah.
So creative writing is always appreciated by artists like us. And so now here's an opportunity for everybody. And on the open mic, we'll have a sound system for the musical people. Bring your own instrument, make sure it's tuned up, and then plan on performing anywhere from 2 to 3 songs. You'll have about 12 minutes or so to do what you want. So it's going to be formatted. It's not just going to be walk up, okay, whose turn is it now? No, everybody will be, it'll be orderly, it'll be expedient, and we're going to make the best use of the time we have so that everyone can participate.
And you know what's interesting too? Comedians and singers both have a way of saying things in their songs or in their jokes that you really can't say face-to-face in normal social interaction. You can get your point across a little more powerfully sometimes if you get people to laugh or get them to sing along with you, correct?
Oh, yes, yes. So that's another thing. When the crickets start to go and no one's really enjoying it, then you just have a verse that everybody knows or for the la-la-la. Get them back going. Now you got the audience happy because that's your responsibility.
Yeah.
They came there to feel good, so you really have a responsibility to do that. And it's easy to do if you're good and if you really put forth effort and you have the desire to do this. Come on down and really, really enjoy an opportunity that could be life-changing.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, one of my early albums was Gordon Lightfoot's Greatest Hits. And in the liner notes, he's talking about the toughest thing about working his way up through the club circuit in Canada was every bar he played, they had the doggone hockey game on, and people were watching that. They wouldn't.
Oh, yeah, that's horrible.
Until he finally got his own following.
And yeah.
We have a lot of bands in this area who have their own following, and we hope to do it now with comedians, too.
Yeah.
By the way, you mentioned the Comedy Store. People who read the Daily Courier on Wednesdays and Saturdays, they see the column by Argus Hamilton, who's the host comic.
No, yeah, I've gotten a chance to meet Argus the last few years when I've gone down to the store. It's he is a legend.
And he's an equal opportunity offender.
Yeah.
Which I really appreciate in terms of humor. Jay Leno, you know, when Jay played Yavapai College last year, they obviously sold the place out overnight. But they also sold some video screen tickets in one of the adjacent buildings. And I went there to watch him on video performing live just down the parking lot at the arena. And 15 minutes before showtime, who walks into that room? It's Jay. And he used to do the same thing before his Tonight Show tapings.
Yeah.
He was the warm-up act. He'd walk out there in his denim shirt and jeans, walk up there, hey, folks, how you doing? Shake hands. Pose for a selfie? Sure, come on over here.
Yeah.
And, wow, what a way to connect with your audience.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Well, one of the things, like I said, Dale had mentioned, there's a ton of options for entertainment up and down the row. What we're hoping to do with this is, again, offer a family-friendly, radio-friendly in content and in atmosphere. So there's food service at Plaza Bowl. There's a video arcade if the kids get restless or some of the adults. I'm talking to you, Matt Hinshaw. You can go out, play a game, you know, stretch your legs a little bit. And of course, the bowling alley. The lanes will be open. So we're really hoping this gives people an option to the bar scene. Again, nothing to take away from that. Don Cheek, great local musician, runs that every Thursday open mic at the Birdcage. That's a ticketed show in any other area, in any other town. There's some folks that might not want to choose to hang out at the bar scene, or maybe they want to try something new, because Don's open mic is a showcase.
Yeah.
That is a ticketed show anywhere else. This is a good opportunity to come out and try some new stuff, try some new licks, try some new jokes.
And is there an admission fee for
this? No, completely free.
Now, isn't the lounge at Plaza Bowl enclosed?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you're not going to
separate from the bowl. No.
So you're not going to have your punchline wiped out by 10 pins crashing, right?
Yes. And normally that's the bar area, but again, for our night, it is an all ages, as long as you're there with a parent or guardian. But you could still grab a cocktail, grab a beer, grab a soft drink.
Fried mushrooms.
Yeah, and they've got great pizza and burgers rings. And fries.
And one last question about you. What happened in Phoenix, I believe.
No, that's what I was telling you. I got a chance to do those guest shots with Steve Simone.
Yeah.
House of Comedy. We're hoping to get Steve here. If you have not experienced Steve Simone's storytelling and comedy, again, he works completely clean. Just Google him.
Yeah, sure.
AwesomeSteve.com is his website. But Google him. There's some great clips that All Things Comedy, the Comedy Store, the Denver Comedy Works, they're putting up for him. And we hope to maybe expand this open mic to a talent type night at a larger venue coming up soon. But yeah, I got a chance to get up at House of Comedy in Phoenix this weekend and had a blast. I hadn't been on a comedy club stage since the late 80s.
Oh my.
So, other than bar shows, restaurant shows and some other venues, that was the first time in 30 plus years.
You should be good by now, then.
He's been saving up all this material all these years. Yeah. Dale Long, Matt Santos, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
Once again, that's Plaza Bowl Lounge, and that is this Thursday at 7 p.m. If you're going to perform, the sign up starts at 6:30. Don't miss it. Matt, Dale, thanks for joining us on Q&A. We got Mary Byrne coming in about 10 minutes on today's Q&A. We've got news and weather to chuck up on. That's coming your way on Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQNA.com. Don't go away.
Have you heard about Yavapai Regional Medical Center's exciting expansion project? There's a state-of-the-art health center under construction on the campus of YRMC West in Prescott. During the health center construction, parking may sometimes be more of a challenge. If you have an appointment or you're visiting someone at YRMC West, we recommend you allow some extra time for parking. And look for one of our volunteer cart drivers. They're ready to shuttle you from your parking space to the hospital entrance and back again. The primary and specialty care clinics you need. A kitchen for healthy cooking demonstrations. Advanced multimedia technology for preventive health learning programs. And lots of parking. The new health center under construction at YRMC West. Inspired by you.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Bee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at HICountryRVCenter.com.
listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Folks, it was 1 year ago this week that Arizona's hometown radio group lost our beloved and dedicated friend and vice president of broadcast operations, Ken Byers. Ken was here for 16, 17 years. He was vital in the growth of what is now a 10-station organization. The company is now in its 35th year of local family operations and ownership. And everybody around town knew that Ken was selfless in his giving of his spare time, which he had very little of, and he was dedicated to helping so many local nonprofits, charities, and service organizations, along with his fabulous work on behalf of these radio stations. That's why you'll see Ken's framed picture prominent in both of our lobbies here as we commemorate our first full year without our buddy Ken to keep us laughing and working together as no one else could. And Shannon, we're thinking of you today too. Ken Byers, what a wonderful man and a terrific pro. He will never be forgotten. Stay tuned now for news and weather from the state and local. And we'll also have, of course, Mary Byrne coming in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad City. 30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live at KQNA.com.
D-backs season tickets for 2020 are on sale now. Choose from half, series, weekend, or go all in with full season tickets and get the best seats for the lowest price. Visit dbacks.com. Presented by Gila River Hotels and Casinos.
Wallach & Volk Mortgage Lending is with you 100% of the way, which is why Wallach & Volk offers great rates with our 100% financing program. And you pay absolutely no money down. For more information about our extraordinary 100% financing program with zero money down, call us at 445-8730 or search us on the web at Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LMS number 16209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Your valuables protected in a fireproof safe and money in your pocket. That's an unbeatable combination during the safe sale going on now at Norm's Lock and Safe. The lowest prices of the season on Liberty Safes now at Norm's. Liberty Safe starting as low as $5.99. It's a safe bet you'll save money during the safe sale going on now at Norm's Lock and Safe on Florentine Road in Prescott Valley. Hurry in for best selection. All safes on sale now at Norm's Lock and Safe.
We've decked the halls at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Oh, what fun the whole family will have with a December to remember. Now through December 29th, rock around our ice skating rink. Eat, drink, and be merry with hot cocoa and holiday treats. But wait, do you hear? Special visits from Santa spreading holiday cheer. For more information, visit us at CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com. It's going to be a December to remember at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel.
Hi, wonderful community. It's me, Sandy, with Yavapai County Contractors Association. It's time for those home improvement projects. But buyer beware. Don't get sold by door-to-door salesmen and those mail offers that are too good to be true. Before you hire anyone, call YCCA. We have current information on reliable, reputable, registered contractors. One call, 778-0040, could save you more than you think. YCCA, don't start without us.
D-backs season tickets for 2020 are on sale now. Choose from half, series, weekend, or go all in with full season tickets and get the best seats for the lowest price. Visit dbacks.com. Presented by Gila River Hotels and Casinos.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Monday the 9th. I'm DJ Phone with a check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Wallach & Volk. A new poll from OH Predictive Insights shows two Democratic presidential candidates are competitive with President Trump in Arizona.
Our new poll shows Biden and Buttigieg are statistically tied with Trump in Arizona, where Trump actually has a two-point edge over Biden and Buttigieg.
Chief of Research Mike Noble says the poll shows Biden's support has slipped a bit, but the South Bend mayor's support is on the rise.
The biggest surprise is that of the steady rise of Buttigieg in the last 6 months. The big think Mo is on the South Bend mayor side. But given this president's apparent ceiling at 47%, that might just be enough to win when November rolls around.
President Trump's job approval rating in Arizona is at a break-even point, and impeachment does not appear to be having an effect on his numbers. Showers ending this afternoon, clearing to a mostly sunny high near 49. Today in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt, chilling overnight to a mostly clear 28, then a mix of clouds and sun, with daily highs through Thursday in the low to mid-50s, up to a sunny 59 Friday. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, clearing today to a mostly sunny 56, chilling after bedtime to about 34, warming to the partly sunny low 60s tomorrow through Thursday, a sunny 67 Friday. This news and weather, a service of Wallach and Volk. I'm DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, KQNA. Like us on Facebook and listen live worldwide at KQNA.com and stay tuned. Q&A will continue in just a moment on KQNA.
It's America where football means football.
Arizona Cardinals football is live on AM 1130, 99.9 FM and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA. Brought to you by A&E Repro Graphics, Merritt Propane, Northern Arizona Air, Buc-ee's in Yavapai Casino, RED Plumbing, Primavera Online High School, and the Prescott Resort. The Arizona Cardinals host the Cleveland Browns Sunday at 2 on AM 1130, 99.9 FM, Prescott Chino Valley and Paulden, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.
There's a lot of propane companies out there, but not many that have been around as long as Yavapai Bottle Gas since 1987. Same owners, same values, and same fair pricing. Yavapai Bottle Gas has lots of options, too, like their pre-buy program or budget payment plans. You can always count on Yavapai Bottle Gas for straightforward, professional propane service where you want it, when you want it. Give your friends at Yavapai Bottle Gas a call at 776-9007, and don't forget to say thanks.
Are you an energetic, outgoing professional that has good people skills? Then Truly Nolan Pest Control, a leading pest control company in Arizona since 1955, has a well-paying career for you. We are looking for just the right candidates in our Prescott Valley office for both sales and service. You must have a valid driver's license, pass a drug test, and background check. For more information on positions available, please visit our website at trulynolan.com. Click on Careers, then Positions, and City. An equal opportunity employer, trulynolan.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 2:43. Always great to have a friend in the house. That's certainly the case right now. Mary Byrne from the James Family Prescott YMCA. Mary, you're always here to talk about good ways to stay active, and I understand that there's an event coming up that I would have a real tough time qualifying for. Are you talking about a triathlon?
Yes, we're talking about a triathlon. And you can qualify, I promise.
Oh, now only in the comedy section, but oh my goodness. So tell us some of the basics about the triathlon challenge coming up.
Okay, so our triathlon challenge is an actual Ironman, 2.4 miles swimming, 112 miles biking, and 26.2 miles walking or running. But the catch and the glory of it all is that you have 30 days to do it.
30 days.
30 days, yes.
So it would take me 30 days to do just the swimming. And that's total. I used to, actually, funny as it sounds, I used to go to a pool and do a mile every day. So I know what that's kind of like. But you're doing how far in the pool?
2.4 miles.
And that's continuous laps, right?
It doesn't have to be continuous, because when
you can
do
some today, some tomorrow.
Yes, that's the way. When you think about 30 days to do it, you can spread it out according to your schedule.
Wow, that could be possible after all. So what kind of, I assume you get the whole gamut of athletes for this, people who are terrifically fit and maybe the weekend warriors, correct?
We get both. I mean, and then there's everybody in between, like myself, you know, because I'm that person. I couldn't do 2.4 miles at one time in the pool.
But tell us about, because you're long and lean. You look like an athlete. What kind of sports were you involved in when you were younger?
Oh, well, basketball, obviously. Tall.
And you're how tall?
5'11".
Okay, that's very tall for
me. But
ladies.
I wasn't even a good basketball player. I was better at track. I threw the discus. I ran distance. So
I used to catch the javelin. Yeah, that was rough.
That's a dangerous sport.
Yeah, track and field was not my strong point. So tell us about all the fun things you do at the Prescott YMCA, the James Family YMCA.
What I do personally?
Or no, what I mean, what we have your job.
For everybody. Well, my
all
job.
All the good things going on there.
Oh, we have a lot of good things going on there. So the other thing that I really wanted to talk about was also in January is our Total Lifestyle Change program.
That's a big one.
Yeah, it's really big. We've already got several people signed up. There's a maximum number of 15 people that may participate in this program. It is a 12-month long program. And the first 16 weeks of the program, participants meet weekly. And I do need to emphasize that it is not something that you're going to be handed a menu and you're going to follow a diet. It's all about the title, Lifestyle Change, and how to manage everything in your life that comes to involved with weight loss. Mm-hmm. So that means stress. That means sleep. That means eating. That means
taking care of yourself, basically.
Yeah. Basically.
You know, I've used this line before on the air, but it still applies here. Back when I was a kid, there was a TV star named Jack LaLanne. He was a fitness nut.
I know that name.
You know, absolutely. Everybody in that industry does. And Jack had a fabulous way of telling people that, you know, people will spend thousands of dollars to make their car comfortable. They'll spend tens of thousands to make their house comfortable. But they won't spend anything on making the one thing they live in 24/7 keep it its best, their body. They neglect that. And it always confused him, because if you don't feel good, no matter how much money you spend on everything around you, it's not gonna feel good, will it?
No. And I don't like to point people out, but they will spend a lot of money on their bodies, but they spend it on medication.
Yeah.
And I would much rather see them spend the money, and actually it would be less money, on just changing their habits.
That's a great point, because this is a total lifestyle change we're talking about. And I've interviewed so many doctors who get so frustrated when they explain how someone can bring their health back by doing this and doing this and doing this. Note I'm using verbs. And they will say, well, can't you just give me a pill? And you know, and I've said, and I'm a victim of this myself, but I've said that if a doctor could take somebody who, say, is 50 pounds overweight and put them in a magical chamber and press a button and show them how they would feel once they are at their ideal weight and physical condition, they'd never eat another cheesecake.
Yeah, exactly.
It's, you know, because people will say, well, I want to look better, or my daughter's getting married, I want to look good, you know, for the pictures, or I want a new summer wardrobe and stuff. Hey, you're going to feel better 24/7. You'll sleep better. You'll act better. Everything will be better if you feel better.
Yeah, and that's just exactly the way it is. We have a lady who was in our program that started last January. Her name is Donna. She has lost 80 pounds. Yeah.
Wow.
She's a completely different human being. When we started the program, she was very adamant about, I can't do this and I can't do that, or I won't do this and I won't do that.
Mm-hmm.
But now she skips into the Y. Her attitude towards life is 180 degrees difference. I mean, it's just amazing. She's just
Isn't
a happier
something?
Overall human being.
And you know, in all the things that are involved in the total lifestyle change, you know, people talking about eating right, you know, working out, things like this. How important is it just to get started by staying physically active?
It's the key.
That's really the key.
That is the pill that you need.
Mm-hmm.
and physically active doesn't mean that you have to, and I don't want to bash my own triathlon, but it doesn't mean that you have to do the real strenuous exercises. No. It means you're going to come to the YMCA and you're going to get on a treadmill and maybe swim and then have some conversation with really nice people.
When I was 40 years old, I was seeing a doctor because I was having to use both hands on the banister to get up the steps. He said it's gout. And he said, if you don't take care of this, you're going to be in a wheelchair by the time you're 45. I didn't like that prospect.
He
said, first of all, do you have a bicycle? I said, oh, yeah. He said, get on it. Start finding places you like to ride. Do you walk? I said, yeah, I got running, walking shoes a little bit. He said, use them. Get out there. Find interesting places. Take along a Walkman if you have to, or something to keep yourself entertained while you're doing it, because the more you do it, the easier it will be to increase your resistance and get yourself back on the right track. And he told me something that to this day still sticks out. He says, all of us have bad habits, right? He said, oh, I said, oh yeah. He said, you know, people say, psychiatrists will tell you, it takes about 3 weeks to start a new habit. And it, once you do it every day for 3 weeks, it's now a good habit. And the good news is it's just as tough to break a good habit as it is to break a bad one. And you know what? He was right. Because after you go to the pool a few times, you start working out, you meet different people, you look forward to it. All of a sudden, it's a habit, and you feel terrible when something caused you to miss it.
That's right. And your friends are going, hey, we were at the pool.
What happened to you? Where'd you go?
Yeah,
how important is it, Mary, to have a workout or a walking partner?
Oh, for some people, it's the make or break deal of your program. I personally love to put on my headphones and just get after it. But I'm that person who I've been doing this since I was born.
Yeah, sure.
You know, and where other people, where their doctors are telling them, this is what you need to do. Like our TLC lady I told you about, Donna, what got her into the pool was a couple other ladies in the class. And they said, well, you're going to come to the pool with us. And she did. And now she does it all the time, just like
and,
you said.
And you know, one of the great things about the pool, and you also, of course, have the arthritic pool.
Yes.
Some people call it the kiddie pool because it's warmer, but it's also a great arthritic pool, is that when you're in the pool doing these exercises, you have the resistance, but you don't fight gravity as much, do you?
No. And as a matter of fact, I mean, that's the beauty of it. The instructor who, her name is Pam. She also does one-on-one training with people. When she sees these folks get in the water, she sees pain relief because they don't have all that, those issues going on in their hips and their spine once they get in the water. It's just wonderful.
Yeah. I'm at the age and weight where gravity is no longer my friend. So yeah, when I get in the water, oh man, I feel like it's such a freeing feeling.
Yeah.
Because if you're a halfway decent swimmer, fortunately, I still am. I can go in the deep water and just, you know, it just have fun. Just feel, you know, the buoyancy and everything. And you find yourself moving and stretching in different directions you haven't done in a while. And it keeps you limber and it makes you look forward to better things, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Our bodies were meant to move.
Right. Isn't that key?
And
I had Karen Russell, from Home Care Assistance here last week. And she used to be at Mountain Valley Rehab Regional Hospital. And she would talk about people who would come in who hadn't been physically active in a long, long time. And their bodies are starting to break down.
Mm-hmm.
And she would stress the vitality of being active and keeping active as long as you can, because it also makes you more resistant to disease and all sorts of things.
Yes, it really, truly does. Going back to this lady, she's no longer pre-diabetic because of all of this.
There you are.
I mean, it took her right out of that very dangerous disease that once you get it, you get it. That's it.
Yeah, it certainly is better than asking your doctor for a pill, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. And her medications have gone down, too. She still has congestive heart failure, but they've reduced that medication.
And to me, the best part is when you find yourself making these strides, you find yourself feeling more capable of everything, don't you?
Yeah, of everything.
Isn't that astounding?
Yeah.
Yeah, it really is. Tell us how people can learn more about not only the triathlon challenge, but the total lifestyle change.
www.prescottymca.org, or please call me, 445-7221. My name is Mary.
That is Mary Byrne from the Prescott James Family YMCA. Thanks again for joining us today on Q&A. Stay tuned. I've got tomorrow's guests and some final thoughts on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live at kqna.com. That's Q&A tomorrow at 2 when I'll see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.